Ask you something before. I want to just elaborate a little bit more, though, which is the relative efficacy in the brain of osimertinib versus the first generation agents like erlotinib, afatinib, and how often CNS progression is the reason for recurrence, for example, in contrast to ALK.
Right. I think when you look at ALK-positive lung cancer, the frequency of patients with brain metastases is high, like 20%. And that's been a real focus of drug development and a focus of how we take care of patients, is identifying those brain metastases and surveilling for new brain metastases in patients with ALK. That's very much a novel thing for patients with ALK-positive lung cancer. Strangely, even though EGFR mutations are four times as common as ALK gene rearrangements, we have a lot less data in this space. What we do know is that patients with EGFR mutant lung cancer do respond. Patients who have brain metastases with EGFR mutant lung cancer do respond and relatively well to EGFR TKIs. Even the first generation ones are erlotinib, gefitinib, even afatinib. And more recently, we're seeing a lot of data supporting the use of osimertinib in brain metastases, as well as in patients with leptomeningeal disease. I think it's the quality of the data to support that erlotinib, gefitinib, and afatinib are effective in the brain is very modest. It hasn't been a focus of clinical trials, and so it's harder to tell us how good these drugs are there. My clinical experience, though, is that these drugs are very good in brain metastases, and we can see complete responses with erlotinib, gefitinib, and afatinib. And so I think these drugs have excellent efficacy. But at the same time, there's preclinical data that suggests that osimertinib is very effective in the brain. The preclinical data suggests that it concentrates in brain tissue, and so it may be even more effective than some of these other agents. Right now, it's provocative, but there's no solid data to tell us one way or the other.